It is time for the Coach's Show, and joining us is Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Paul, welcome. Good to be talking with you again this week.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be back.
Well, another shutout under your belt. Now 4 on the season, coming off a win over the University of New England in Maine this past weekend, and now 3-0 in the conference, 7-0 overall, and maybe a general comment on the things that went right for you guys this past Saturday.
Yeah, I think, you know, coming off the bye, you know, especially on the road, we've been home the last 4 weeks. You know, I always worried about, you know, are kids going to be, you know, fresh, or do they get out of rhythm or whatnot? And then to go up there and, you know, in that environment and stuff like that, and to start fast and, you know, got the ball first and going down, at least kicking a field goal, and then getting a 3-and-out to start defense, and the third one was actually a sack. Just kind of set the tone and scoring early, and I thought, you know, obviously defense played outstanding again, and even offensively played great. We had, you know, 3 explosive plays, 7 plays over 20 yards, so it was good to see those guys going. I thought maybe Clayton Rang played a really good game too from the offensive side, but defensively, I mean, Hector Johnson, 3.5 sacks, Brett Morris had 2, Colin Moropoulos was, you know, unbelievable, the double teams, and picked up a, you know, fumble and scored. But even like someone like Nick Guerrero, who's our captain, who's kind of the grunt guy, and you know, just gets in that, quote, street fight every week inside, you know, his hustle and getting his trip sack was outstanding.
So, Paul, on the Rock and the Wave Awards, we've talked about these in the past, but I've got to have you maybe respond to them since we're talking about last week's game. So the Rock, Joe Terrell and Jackson D'Angelo pick up those awards this week. What does that mean?
Basically, you know, usually we do one, but we have a couple more, just big plays in a game, you know, maybe a game-changing play or whatnot, Rock-wise, and then Waves, more of our special teams, and, you know, Ryan Smith is outstanding. He, you know, was battling through some things early, now he's back, and he's, you know, was obviously 5 for 5 in extra points, but 2 for 2 on field goals, like I said, the opening drive. But, you know, Mike Ingraffia did a, you know, great job holding, had one great hold on it. So I think the way we kind of do things around here, it's more about little things, not just the obvious things. So I like to award everybody.
Exactly. And then the Beach Award with Jonas Weichmann and Nolan Anderson.
Yeah, just 2 seniors that have been just outstanding. They come to work every day, kind of old school, lunch pail. But it's kind of an internal award given out to the guys, you know, and we have, you know, people on that to vote for us, not just coaches as well. But, you know, Jonas got his first touchdown, you know, catch of his career as a senior. And, you know, Nolan, got his first sack. And that's not the only reason when they won the award. There's other reasons, but that's kind of how it, you know, externally, but just a lot of it's internal.
And, you know, it's funny. I've been watching some football a bit at games the last few weeks, and, you know, I am struck by the snapper and the long snapper and how important that is in games, especially, obviously, as you alluded to just a moment ago, in kicking situations.
Yeah, we talked about, I think, the last time we spoke, and, you know, Mike had a great hold, and we went over a few adjustments to change a few things on the fly. And Mike's a, you know, very smart football player, and it's, as a coach, it's easier to talk to somebody on the fly during a game.
All right, so I'm looking at the league right now, the Commonwealth Coastal Conference, and you've got yourselves at 3-0, but right back in the hunt, it seems like it's like this every week. You've got 3 teams at 2-1, Salve Regina, Husson, and Western New England, 2 of those teams yet to play for you guys on your schedule. So what do you sort out here in the league so far? I mean, it looks like it's still up for grabs.
Yeah, I think our just focus right now is this opponent this week, you know, Curry. You know, obviously Coach Parsons has done a great job down there changing the environment, and you know, they got an explosive offense, and Coach Pippen, who was here before too, you know, defensively, a lot of similarities. So our guys right now just focus on this Saturday.
Tell me about that preview, if you will, on that game. What do you expect from Curry as far as style of play and matchups with you guys?
I think a lot of similarities. You know, like I said, you know, Coach Parsons was our offensive coordinator last year, and Coach Pippen was a linebacker coach. So I think, you know, there's a lot of similarities. At the same time, they're going to have their own wrinkles, you know, because they're well-seasoned veteran coaches as well. So I think there'll be similarities, but sometimes different. But you know, it's another road test for us to go away from home.
Any other notes from Endicott football, any injuries, player notes, or anything else to share with us, Paul?
No. I think not much more to share, just back to it again.
Yeah, and what's hard to believe, even though this was true a week ago, you guys have just 1 more home game on the schedule this season. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think, we were away the first 2 weeks, then home for four, and then the bye. Now we're away again. So, like I said, sometimes away games, they're good and bad. I think a lot of times we look at more as, guys getting on the road and, kind of bonding by default or, your own sidelines and stuff like that. So, but we got a lot of young kids that still come up, make the trip on their own, and we put them on the sidelines. So it's great overall for them.
Nice. Coach, always good talking with you. Best of luck this weekend at Curry, and we'll talk again soon.
Great. Thank you, Bill. Have a good week.
You too. Coach Paul McGonigal, Endicott College Football, with us here on MSO NewSports.com.